remember back in April on World Parkinson's Day, we mentioned an event where you could walk, run or pedal for Parkinson's UK. Now that the event is nearly upon us, we have Chrissy from Parkinson's UK here to tell us more about it. And later on, we'll be hearing from Leanne all about her experience with Parkinson's to remind us of the importance of the cause. First, let's start with Chrissy. Hi, Chrissy.
Hiya.
Let's start with a few numbers. We're talking about Parkinson's, but how many people are affected by this on a day-to-day basis?
Well, across the world, there's 10 million people who have actually been diagnosed with Parkinson's. And in the UK, that's 145,000, which is roughly 12,000 here in the Yorkshire and Humber region. Parkinson's is an incredibly individual condition, and no two people are the same. People show different signs and different symptoms. Basically, it's a degenerative neurological condition. It affects the part of the brain that controls movement, and it's a chemical called dopamine that's missing. Most common people would recognise it as people having a tremor, but not everybody does have a tremor. Maybe about 70% of people have a tremor. People can lose the voice. People get horrendous pains, especially around the shoulders. It creates all sorts of issues within movement. Your sequencing disappears, so you wouldn't be able to put a key in the door and turn the handle, or put water in the kettle and make a cup of tea. People walking, they start to sort of decrease the movement.
We're going to hear from Leanne Owen now, who is undertaking a massive challenge for Parkinson's UK.
I'm Leanne Owen, and the challenge is K977 Cycle Challenge for Parkinson's UK. In June this year, the 28th of June, we'll be setting off from Leeds, cycling 977 miles. We're travelling around the UK, going north from Leeds, and in anti-clockwise direction, stopping off at Seaham, near Sunderland and Durham, Alnwick, Edinburgh, over to Turnberry, Cairn Ryan, and then the ferry across to Belfast. Ferry back over to Liverpool, then down to Newtown in Wales, Cardiff, Newbury, London, then up to Leicester, and then back home to near Pontefract to the Upton Arms on the 8th of July. But yeah, it sounds really short and quick when I say the towns like that. But
it doesn't.
I've been doing the mapping, and I know that it's a long way in between. So I hope that people can realise the efforts I'm going to for the people with Parkinson's. So. So I was diagnosed myself with Parkinson's in 2011, at the age of 42. For me personally, it varies from day to day. I am affected by the movement part of it. It's my left side of my brain that is mainly affected, and that controls the right side of my body. So movement, I have a tremor. I'm very slow. Dexterity is affected on my right side. I'm unable to write. I'm right-handed, so that's quite an issue. Using the computer, mouse, just general things day-to-day that involve the dexterity of my right side.
Getting on a bike and cycling 977 miles, that all the way is left, right, left, right, left, right. How do you train for that, and how does that affect the bike ride?
I started training for this challenge in January, and it's been so varied. Some days my medication works, I feel quite good, and the medication's effective and my right side's working fine. Other days I've been out on the bike and my left leg has done all the work. Lactic burn like you could never imagine, and the right leg just sort of goes for a ride, really. It doesn't do a great deal. So it is very varied. It is going to be the toughest thing I've ever done. And the more I get into the training, the more I realise that I've set a massive challenge. But hopefully, because it's such a big challenge, people will realise that the efforts and the extremes I'm going to, and, you know, I'm so determined that I'm going to complete this challenge, because I want everybody out there to sort of think, this woman is absolutely bonkers. You know, she's doing something so big with a condition that shouldn't really allow her to be able to do this. I have a Facebook page, which is K977 Cycle Challenge, the K as in the letter K, and 977 for the miles that we're covering. I've also got a website, k977.co.uk, which has got links to the Just Giving page, So people can make a donation to that if they wish. If people want to do business sponsorship, you know, for the businesses or the companies to support us, we can accommodate that.
Well, thank you so much, Leanne. You're an inspiration, and do keep in touch, won't you, when you're round the route. Let us know how you're getting on. As yes, I say, yeah. I'll put plenty of links to your website, K977. I'll put those all at strayfm.com. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you.
We'll come back to you now, Chrissy, from Parkinson's UK. Tell me a little bit about how people can get involved in the upcoming event that you have got. It's happening in July. Pedal or Walk for Parkinson's. What is that, and why is it so important?
Pedal and Walk for Parkinson's in about its fourth year up here now. We're based in Ripley at the Ripley Star Club, and it's going to take place, as you say, Sunday the 22nd of July. There's a whole variety of things that people can do. With the pedal, you can pedal a 20-mile route, which is called a blast, a 40-mile, which is called a blaze, or a 60-mile, which is called a burn.
A blast, a blaze, or a burn.
Yeah,
got it.
For obvious reasons. Or you can walk 1.5 miles, 3 miles, or 10 miles. So you can choose if somebody wants to go and do the bike ride and the members of the family want to come and do the walk. We set off and finish roughly about the same sort of times. Mm-hmm. So you can sort of take part and do either. With the walk, the registration fees, £10 for adults and £5 for under 16s. And for that, you get a T-shirt with little feet all over it and a medal, which is great. And for the cycle, it's £25 for adults and £10 for 10 to 15-year-olds. And again, you get sponsor and you get a training pack and things to help support you to make sure that you can manage to do your blast, blaze or burn.
Absolutely, yeah. People who are thinking about doing this, maybe they've put it on their maybe list, would they like to go and do the pedal or walk for Parkinson's? What would you say to those people about the difference that the money that they raise will make?
It's a phenomenal difference. I mean, as I say, we put an awful lot of money into research, and we're trying to move drugs further along now, because the main drug that we use for Parkinson's is still the one that was used 40 years ago. So we need desperately to improve on the medication that's available for people with Parkinson's. So the money will go into that. It'll go into help support our nurses, our specialist Parkinson's nurses. It'll go into help support these local advisors who work one-to-one with people in the area. The money, we are completely dependent on donations. We have no government funding. So every penny that comes in is used back towards helping people with Parkinson's.
Chrissy, if somebody would like to sign up and do their bit for Parkinson's UK, where can they get signed up and registered?
Register by calling the number of 020 7963 9312, or go online to parkinsons.org.uk/pedal or parkinsons.org.uk/walks and just sign up.
Chrissy, thank you very much.